The North Koreans rolled out some of their latest tanks for the parade, but really spent this time under North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un actually focusing on the economy and the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, unlike past parades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The impact of Hurricane Florence is one of the factors that will determine the price of gasoline this week, while the other is that refiners are being allowed to produce a blend beginning Saturday, September 15th. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The prolonged heavy rainfall, the storm surge, and the exact timing of the hurricane will all be a factor this week. Patrick Tahan of GasBuddy.com gives us the national average as of right now.
The national average tacking on 1.4 cents a gallon in the last week, rising to $2.84 per gallon.
The other factor is that the EPA will allow refiners to change from the cleaner burning product that helps with the ozone during the summer months and began producing the so-called winter blend as of Saturday.
This past weekend, former President Barack Obama was out on the campaign trail. Now the president was in California campaigning for Democrats in what they consider to be vulnerable seats for the upcoming midterm election. Obama also talked about the economy and how he believes it was his policies that put the recovery into motion that we're seeing. Well, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has a few words for President Obama.
The economy was struggling. Worker wages were not going up. People were not getting bonuses and pay raises. Businesses were sitting on top of a lot of cash and weren't spending it. And there was a lot of money going overseas. All of that has changed under President Trump. The deregulation, the tax cuts have resulted in bonuses, pay raises, extraordinary job growth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is back and ready to dive in.
I'm telling you, we absolutely are. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host Miles Bauer, and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. So let me start us out. I'm reading an article from money.cnn.com, and I did it purposely, started with this because we know that Miles Bauer is a big CNN fan. And so the article goes, Facebook's former security chief, U.S. elections at risk of being World Cup of Information Warfare. And so when you read the article, Miles, did you have a chance to read it?
Yeah, I did.
When I read the article, it seemed to me that the focus of this Facebook security chief was on the information that's going to be pushed forward, the angst that our enemies abroad are trying to rise within our culture, within our political environment. And I thought about that a great deal, honest folks, I did, trying to get my head around the concept that an outside force, whether it's Putin or whomever that they want to point to this time, China, Iran, they listed several, the foundation of what their premise is works if the folks aren't paying attention. The premise is it only works if you're stupid. And I, folks, I don't believe you're stupid. I reject that. And so when I hear that these outside forces are raising angst, maybe they are, but if they are, they're doing it with enemies within. We saw that in the food fight on the Senate chamber for the, we'll get to that. But I sit and I pause and I think, listen, as a people, are we really so stupid and gullible as to be affected in the voting booth by what somebody's ad is on Facebook? Miles, help me.
Yeah, I think you sometimes refer to them as the River Reeds.
So the entire purpose of these folks that are trying to bring angst to our country, amongst our countrymen and women, is to motivate that, depending on who's telling the story, roughly 10% that identify themselves as independent, and they can go back and forth, like I often have joked, but seriously, voted for Obama and Reagan in the same lifetime. That kind of person is the person that you're suggesting will be affected by Iran buying a Facebook ad. Is that right?
Sure. I mean, basically, anyone that is going to view any source of information and take it on face value as truth can be influenced by that.
So we're okay, especially if it feeds our narrative. I mean, we talked about the Russian collusion thing has gotten to be, for a long time, I might add, nonsensical. That said, it is a spoken truth that I believe personally, perhaps I'm using the word truth out of place, I believe it's true that Russia sought to rise the level of angst and party divide in the United States. I think that was their mission. In fact, frankly, I think they've admitted that as their mission. It would seem that they've achieved it with the fringe on both sides and, to your point, the River Reeds in the middle. But that doesn't even come near a representation of the majority of Americans. The fringes added to the River Reeds that blow back and forth. Lud, what is your thought on this topic?
Well, I don't think we need Russia to cause this problem. I think we're already in it. And it wasn't just Russia alone. There was multiple countries that probably did the same thing.
Right. That we do, by the way.
We do. Everybody does it around the world.
We do it. We do it hardline in most of the Western countries.
I mean, what was it, Nicaragua? We had 3 regime changes in a decade.
Yeah, but that's what's good for the people.
Yeah. So I think it's funny that they're talking about too much information being available. And what we found, like with the WikiLeaks, was they were mad that people were told the truth.
Right.
That's the irony in this. The problem I have is when you have a guy that can write an entire book on sensational lies.
We talking about Woodward?
Yeah.
He's on the list today.
Be published.
Yep.
And that's not discredited by the media.
No, no. They waved it like a flag.
As if it was fact.
Yep.
And that's what's scary about this, I think, more than anything, is that we're not even talking about facts anymore. We're just talking about opinions or straight lies.
Sure. Let me share an opinion with you. Because when I hear, we talked about it early in the week, when I hear our government being part of the Five Eyes, these eyes that want a backdoor, essentially with an encrypted backdoor into social media, into telephones, so they can see what the three of us are sharing as show prep in advance. They can see Miles and I talking extensively personally on text. They can see all of that. And that somehow that's okay to somebody. And it's because they say, well, we fear that someone might be meddling with how you think. And I think, what did you just say?
They would be meddling with how we think.
So let me offer you an opinion. I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them but to inform their discretions. Does that make sense? That's Thomas Jefferson. I think he knew something about this idea. So if you look around, you think, wow, they're not dealing with the information properly, or they're not even digesting it. The idea isn't to take the power from them, and the idea certainly is not to take the information from them, but to do the opposite, but to inform them greater, to inform them first of their discretions, to teach them critical thinking in school. And I look at the senators in this last several days, They're as bad as the nitwits that got ejected out. 61 on day one. More and more and more and more. One of them was a failed actress, and her whole mission seemed to be to make a video clip of her being a screwball so she could get some attention.
One was also the leader of the Women's March, who's the Islamic radical.
Well, that's your opinion. Is it a fact?
Yeah.
Does she self-identify as an extremist? Listen, this is a new brave world we're in.
She's been quoted
as endorsing
it.
Maybe she's not a she. Just because she's a female doesn't mean she's a she.
That's true. Could be a guy wearing a hijab.
Think of the world we're in.
It's a crazy. And it's funny, you hear the kids today, they even go, you can't say that, it's 2018. And then they laugh.
Yeah.
Like they're joking.
Well, yeah, because it's stupid.
And I'm like, but you guys are the ones creating this.
But where is it really? And I'm trying to tie all of that nonsense together a little bit, folks, so bear with me. But does all of this crazy stuff that does not, it even defies human nature, the relationship that men and women have by the nature of who and what we are, forget politics for a minute. These crazy folks that are off with the identity politics and is she really a her and all that, are those people buying into something from Iran and Russia, et cetera, et cetera?
No.
Where do these nitwit ideas come from?
That wouldn't hold water there.
It wouldn't hold water there. Absolutely. I agree with that. They wouldn't. Those folks in those countries, not the governments, by the way, the people wouldn't tolerate it. But we're seeing it in the United Kingdom, and we're seeing it here, and we're seeing it in Australia.
It's unbelievable what we're seeing. I've never fully read the book 1984, and I started it, and it kind of got boring.
Right.
But when I think of the opening scenes of that book and think of this, I'm like, man. Are we self-fulfilling prophecies here?
It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Miles, what do you think? Is this something we should be concerned about? How do you rate it?
Well, around the idea of influence from other areas to trigger certain things in certain people around identity politics and diversity and all the rest of that happiness, I mean, this has been around all of our lives. In one way or another. I don't think it has gotten to a higher level today versus at any other point in our lives.
So you think we've got roughly the same percentage of screwballs now as we did in 1968 when they were, Hillary Clinton and Bill were not inhaling. That's what you're kind of saying?
Right. Well, I mean, they may be in different places now, but... Yep. You know, because they are older, but I don't think we have a sudden influx. I think this is the way it has been.
Did you see the picture of Bill Clinton looking up and down lady they're doing the
same? Sleek Willie.
I'm going, oh, my goodness.
Then he was sleeping during the other ladies.
Imagine that. He was wide awake for the one lady up there singing.
All of those reverends were staring her up and down.
Well, you didn't put him on your reverend thing. Listen, folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are hearing The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, with more to cover.
Absolutely more, folks, if you're just tuning in. I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Mueller will accept some written answers from Trump, and I write big of him. What did he spend, 30 hours with White House counsel, Trump's counsel?
Yeah.
30 hours. Imagine what that cost taxpayers for a minute, folks. Get your head around that. You know the Mueller team wasn't one person sitting in there. Miles, what do you spend, what do you guess these attorneys are making per hour?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah,
tremendous.
Yeah, crazy money.
Yeah.
Crazy money. Because they know that it isn't a citizen that's going in to hire them. Where the citizen would go, what do you mean $1,000 an hour? Because the citizen's going, I'm not paying that. But that's not who's arranging for all these expenses. When you hear we're over $20 million now on this boondoggle they call a special investigation. So 30 hours of nonsense interview. And so, yeah, okay, well, we'll take it. But how come this is this front page news and I missed it?
I didn't hear about it.
By the way, I found it on New York Times.
Yeah, that was the thing I was going to bring out. It was like, from the New York Times.
Right?
Miles, well, they have a limited offer here for you. Subscribe for $1 a week if you like.
Yep. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, you get CNN for free, so why would he need that?
That's true. You can watch it live.
I don't know. When I look at it, by the way, I did corroborate it with other sources. I use New York Times for your benefit, but that seems to be the arrangement that, of course, when it says some questions, we don't know whether some questions looks like a big gigantic. Where the stack is as big as the Obamacare law was.
Get these to us by tomorrow.
You don't know, but it's some of those folks, you go, this, you guys are a lot of work for not much.
The question I have is, if he sends him questions like this,
yep.
Does Trump really answer them, or does the lawyer sit down and craft an answer?
I would think the lawyers are
and
crafting
an answer. And then Trump just signs it.
I think the lawyers are crafting an answer. Don't you, Miles?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're sitting down and saying, what's your answer here? And I'll craft the written answer. And what do you think about this one? They're probably having a personal private interview. Although I laugh a little bit because is anything personal and private anymore?
No.
I mean, your attorney-client privilege is absolutely one of the things we've learned in all of this is that you have no attorney-client privilege. Next time you're in there with your lawyer, expect that it could be on the New York Times the day after And I'm just, of course, I know that I got some lawyer friends that are yelling at me right now. That's what I've learned, is that none of these people, none of them are to be trusted. That's what I got out of it. If they get in trouble, they're going to flip you upside down into the ditch in a second. That's what I got out of it. Big surprise from the lawyering industry. $75,000 a year with benefits, no college needed, yet local employers can't fill jobs. But I'm hearing from the left, the media that is, that with Trump's big roaring economy, there are people starving, there are people not able to make enough money, and it goes on and on and on. But you know what the disconnect is between that and reality. The employer's greatest challenge right now is to find employees that are wanting to work. And that is a truism. It's a documentable truism. There are restaurants that are closing because they can't find folks that want to do that job. Think about what I just said. Not because they're going out of business for lack of patronage. They can't find employees.
Yep.
Are you seeing that in Chicago at all, Miles, or what are you seeing?
Well, it's a little bit different story here in that we have so many regulations and taxes on business in the state that, yeah, things are improving, but at a much slower rate.
Right. Yeah, that's probably true. And this article, folks, was from the MiamiHerald.com. I think it's an important article. These employers, when they talk about stifled wages, we heard stifled wages for 9 years, all of Obama's term, and plus, and now we've got employers saying, we don't care about your education, we don't care about any of that stuff, we're going to pay you far above the median average, and they can't get people.
Well, part of this story was it was talking about building up Miami.
Right.
And there's 258,000 open construction jobs around the nation, and there was 500, I think, just in this area.
Right. But we've got that shortage all over right now.
Yeah, that's the point, though, is that we've pushed this college-ready curriculum in schools.
Right.
And this week, actually, and last week, I had asked my students, how many of you went through college-ready in high school? And everybody's hands went up. I said, does anybody like to weld or build? And so hands went up. I said, do you know what they make an hour right now?
Sure.
What's your degree? What's your major? Because
what do you call it, college-ready?
College-ready.
Well, and we used to call it preparatory.
Yeah, college prep, I thought.
College prep. But, of course, they got to, everyone's, they got to find new labels for everything.
It's all called college-ready curriculum now.
And the funny part about it is what is the percentage that are ready for college?
None.
So you take all kinds of warm and fuzzy courses that are foundationed in seaweed, and then you're college-ready because we charge the folks for it. You must be college-ready.
Well, I think the reason they call it college ready is because it's all based on testing. The irony is when you get to college, there's really not that many tests.
But listen, sit down and look at the curriculum of your local high school. Forget college and my disdain for that institution right now. Look at high school's curriculum. Oh, my goodness. Go sit through a course. They won't let you, by the way. But as a parent, go sit through a day of courses. Don't have to be there with your own child. Just sit through. And then you'll start getting an inkling of why Jefferson said, if you find them, to inform them. Don't take the power away from them. Inform them. We're not doing that from ground up.
The point is, they no longer focus at all on skilled trades. And I said to this, the classes, how many of you have heard the politicians, regardless of what side now, we're going to invest more in skilled training?
But they don't.
They don't.
So they have a vocational technical center. What's that called nowadays? Because I know they've reinvented it 15 times.
I don't even know.
Yeah, and when you go to them, and this is where I get people angry with me, but if you're at college, you're high school, and you're skipping or you're just not in academia, they wander you over to the Votec Center,
yep.
Which is it's like the off-ramp. It's like out in California when you've got the big mountains coming down and they've got these grades off the side in case there's a runaway truck.
Ramps. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they do. That's what they're using Votec for. It's not actually... So you'll spend 2 years and have a certification that's absolutely meaningless, costs the folks a lot of dough. People get angry with me when I talk, but it's true.
Well, the girl who cuts my hair,
yep. Oh,
she only needed two classes to graduate.
By looking at your hair, I don't think she took either one of them.
Yeah. You're going to kill my point here. The rest of her day was at cosmetology school.
Yeah. The makeup looks nice on you, so you're there.
And the school paid for it. Yep. Instead of her having to take BS classes or student aid and study hall just to get through high school,
yep.
she was able to go to cosmetology school, get started at least, and then finish when she got out.
Okay.
That should be available.
Miles, you're quiet on this one. What do you think? Are Lud and I both wrong?
I was going to bring out, so as you guys both know, my son's a freshman in college. One of his favorite subjects that he has, now remember, he's a marketing major.
Right.
And the class he was telling me about was, wait for it, social justice.
And yeah. They required to take one of those because my guys in Grand Valley were taking stuff like that, like women's studies,
social
diversity
justice.
Studies.
Well, they're hoping for easy courses
no.
to get a grade.
No.
Why
this
are they
is a curriculum
in?
Requirement. They had to choose one yeah. of two things.
It's a curriculum requirement.
Yes.
What right. happened to the time in America where the consumer, which is who we're talking about right now, folks seem to forget that they're consumers. What happens when the consumer comes in and says, I don't want that. This is what I'm going to do.
You don't get your degree.
Because
who put these Stalinist people at the helm?
Well, you're going to have to talk to Lude then, because it's people like Lude that come up with those ideas.
I'm part-time. I don't have any of them.
He is part-time. That's the biggest truism he's said in a while.
Listen, I was wondering the same thing, because I know we voted for our representatives on the ballot for regents and stuff of the state, Michigan, Wayne State. But who does put the board together for Grand Valley? Who does for Eastern, Western, Central, these other schools?
I don't know. A good question.
They're the ones making the decisions.
Good question. Do you think that the boards are actually deciding on their curriculum? Because I don't believe that.
Well, the professors are probably bringing what they think, and then the boards vote on it.
Yeah, I
so the board's responsible.
I got to tell you, I agree that the board ought to be responsible. Now, maybe the board are made up with a bunch of zany screwball leftists, but I don't know. It's an interesting question. Listen, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be back with Ludwig's Screwball of the Week Award.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Hurricane Florence is likely to hit the eastern part of the United States later this week. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi on what you can expect if you live in North Carolina and South Carolina.
A storm comparable in intensity at landfall to Hugo and Hazel. Those are the benchmark storms on the Carolina coastline. Strong Category 4 hurricanes. But the difference with this is it's not going to move fast. It's going to go inland, sit over the southern Appalachians, and lead to 3 to 4 feet of rain in parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, perhaps even into Southwest Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thanks for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look.
Folks, listen, it is time for Ludwig's Screwball of the Week Award. Ludwig, do you have the nominations? The envelopes, please. Come on. Tick, 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 tick. Time's going on.
Number one.
Yep.
Actress Piper Perabo.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Who is she? Because I really didn't. Her career is so astounding, I didn't know her.
Her big claim to fame movie would be Coyote Ugly.
Was she the actor, the star?
She was the main star of that movie.
She was it? That was it?
Yeah. She moved to New York City to be a singer. She ended up working in the bar.
Yeah, I remember the movie. I just didn't recognize her.
Did you just say you've seen that movie?
I have watched it a couple times.
Oh, my
times.
Gosh.
Yeah, where's my
Glock? Well, it was in 2002, so back then you probably still paid attention.
You weren't even born then.
Shh.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
Well...
Wait a minute, what'd she do wrong?
Yeah.
Why is she on there?
She was arrested and thrown out of the Kavanaugh hearing after protesting and doing some publicity stunt.
But what was a publicity stunt?
Protesting.
Was that a publicity stunt?
Oh, yeah.
Was she a paid actor?
I think she was trying to get some notoriety.
That would be funny.
So while she's being arrested, she's got the selfie video going, and then she posts it, and she's hoping to... But it's not taking off, or it didn't get any legs.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Until this. I mean.
Yeah, it was all over the place, but it was like on page 33. When I looked at it, I thought, wow, is this what our Senate confirmation hearings have become as publicity acts?
Well, that's what Orrin Hatch was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, how often do we agree with Orrin Hatch? Because he's kind of...
He's pretty tough.
Is he? You think? Miles, are you an Orrin Hatch fan?
He's about as establishment as they come.
All right, who's next, Lud?
Oh, Mr. Woodward.
Bob Woodward?
Yes. Who puts the book out, trying to cash in at anyone's expense.
That's really what he's doing.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to make a lot of dough, and folks, it's going to come from you. It's going to hurt you, because forget who buys the book. The idea is to trash the White House for the notoriety, to get his name finally back up there again rather than being a late-night interviewer on Fox News, because that's what he's been for a long time. He's just second day's news. If they can't find anything to babble about, get Woodward out again.
He probably figured it worked for Comey, so why not try?
Absolutely. But we're going to see a lot more. And
it worked for Hillary.
Worked for Hillary. Well, even Reagan said, you know, the great thing about politics is if you... How was that quote? If you... And I can't remember the words, but embarrass yourself or whatever, you can always go away and write a book. So, and he did that.
Just deny it.
Who's next?
We have here every Dem with opening remarks at Kavanaugh hearing, but I'm going to point out two specifically.
This was your words, by the way. I just cut and pasted, so don't say we have that here. You have here.
Well, that was mine.
Oh, was you?
Yeah.
All right, then it was Miles.
There's two people I'd like to point out in this one.
Okay.
Cory Booker and Dick Durbin. They seem to be...
Special.
Yeah, absolutely. Two of the worst at trying to distract and detract from this whole thing and kept asking for it to end. In fact, I think Durbin at one point motioned to adjourn.
Right.
And the chairman's like, you're out of order. We're not motioning for anything.
Right.
And Cory Booker kept saying, point of order, and then attacked the chairman. I can't remember who's the chair's name. about his decency and...
Right. Grassley from Iowa.
Yeah, Senator Grassley.
His decency...
Well, and I thought he did a superb job, by the way.
Awesome job.
Yeah, especially given the circus going on around him. I didn't know how he kept his train of thought, to be candid with you, when there's people up at the top screaming and running videos and trying to be arrested on purpose, and meanwhile he's trying to conduct a pretty serious committee meeting.
Yeah, at one point he was introducing Kavanaugh, and people are screaming. He's just still going. And I remember at another point, Orrin Hatch screamed at, "Can somebody get that loudmouth out of here?"
And that narrowed it down to everyone in the balcony.
Then he looked at Grassley and said, "Can't you get this stuff to stop?" And Grassley said, "Listen, I told you when I took over this position, I'm not stopping anything. I expect the police to do their job. We're moving forward."
Right.
So if you want to give up your time and stop, fine, but figure
listen,
it out.
In that regard, by the way, I thought Grassley did a... I don't know what his ideologies are. I've not followed his voting record, but I thought he did a fairly good job at giving everybody their an extreme amount of time on the microphone. And what was fascinating throughout the week is some of the hot mic conversations that were being had, because some of the senators were purposely folks trying to gin up the entire nomination process. The senators themselves were trying to gin up the screwballs up in the balcony.
Yep.
And they go, "Really? You represent millions of people, and this is your way of bringing truth and justice to the arena, is by ginning up the screwballs to take away from the process." But, all right, who's next?
Nike.
Nike, just screw it. Isn't that their new deal?
Yeah.
Miles, did you have a nomination for anybody?
Yeah, I had every. I had every Democrat who spoke during opening remarks, and then
Ludwig. Ludwig has a nomination.
I got one for Miles. One more.
He's got like a sitting nomination.
His infatuation and love interest, Kamala Harris.
Wow, she
tweeted yesterday.
What'd she say?
That Kavanaugh is for gun violence,
yep,
because he turned his back to a Parkland shooter victim's dad.
Right.
Who approached him,
right,
to shake his hand, is what the victim's dad said.
Right.
But in that contentious of an area, you think I'm letting anybody I don't know walk up to me?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you notice, and they didn't show this, but they went back and showed it later on Fox, that basically, this was just a random guy coming out of the crowd. So
right,
security started making a beeline. So
sure,
he could have been the man on the moon, and Kavanaugh was still going to be making a beeline out of there.
Yeah,
when he just got some screwball coming out of the crowd.
Right, and he didn't have a clue who he was nor what his agenda was. And you're in a circus atmosphere. And for all he, by the way, I don't even know that he actually was aware that someone was coming, because if you watch that clip, and I did, the security swooped in, and from you're looking at it from his vantage point, he had to be taken back, to say the least, for a minute. Okay, let's do a vote. Brian, you got a vote?
Yeah, that last one.
Nike?
No, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Trying
to take advantage of that circumstance?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's all that is. But she's going to be a president, she says. Yeah. Miles, who do you vote for?
I'm going with every Democrat during the opening remarks.
Wow, we're going to have some confusion, because I'm with Nike and how they drove their stock into the toilet this week. $3.75 billion with their Just Screw It ad. Anti-American ad. Even the NFL's going, oh, what do we do now? They're our partner. It is a drama.
Nike.
You're with Nike?
Yep.
Anybody on Facebook voting for us?
I don't see any votes.
No, so that means Nike wins. Nike wins it, so Nike is up there with Ludwig as screwballs. Not that I'm calling you a screwball.
To lose $4 billion in a day,
yep,
and not believe it's that campaign,
but listen,
you're
foolish. They don't know how to get out of the box they put themselves in.
Yep.
Think about that for a minute. Because they put this guy on a contract, they're not going to get rid of him. Forget what you think about the politics. Miles, you and I have talked about it a number of times on the show. The idea that these big corporations are jumping they're throwing their P&L statement in the middle of the political arena is idiocy.
I've heard never be mad at your money.
I've heard that somewhere.
And I feel like everyone in these companies is getting mad at their money.
But they make screwball things. It doesn't even matter what side you're on that issue. Why would you want to divide your audience up, your prospective market? That makes no sense to me. And the folks that are holding their stock, because it doesn't matter what we think, the folks that are holding their stock seem to agree that was a boneheaded move.
And I'm not a Nike fan in the first place. I'm more Under Armour, Reebok second.
Right.
So it won't really, I can't say I'm going to boycott them because I don't buy them already, but this is definitely going to hurt them. I don't care if they think the millennials are on this page or not. The vast majority aren't.
Someone sent me, while we're talking, a picture before we're going to go to break in just a second, but sends me a picture. It's a big billboard. Use a toy gun to hunt white deer. No harm, no injury. Deer hunts. Book your airsoft hunt today.
For real?
Yeah. It's a big billboard.
Do they just hand you prepackaged meat when you're done?
I guess so. I don't know.
Do you walk out and they already hand you venison steaks and jerky? Here's your meat from your hunt. You did so good.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take us off the path, but this billboard is so stupid I couldn't help but pause and say, wow, they might have missed the boat. They could have been a nominee.
It was a write-in.
Well, there's actually a company that is selling stuff. So, all right, listen, folks, we're going to go to a break on that. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We got a little more to cover before we call it.
We do. Listen, folks, after watching the week of the Senate confirmation hearings, of course, the focus is the Supreme Court, as perhaps it should be. But watching some of the people like Durbin and some grandstanders that were looking to make video clips of themselves for their coming campaigns, re-elections, and a couple of them are supposed 2020 presidential candidates. I got to tell you, I couldn't help stepping back from the whole thing and asking, are we, by the way, folks, let me do an inset. Ludwig and Miles, I don't think either one of you agree with me on this. But when I look at what we have as a Senate base, I look at Stabenow. We'll use her as an example from our state, Michigan. Miles, you've got some real winners in your state. And I got to pause and say, are we doing the Senate election process itself correctly? Are we this is supposed to be the best debate club in the world. And these folks, not all of them, but largely came across to me as being borderline moronic. And it caused me to say, really, this is, take Michigan as an example with 9 million people, a little more than that. And I look at Stabenow, I go, this is what we have to offer as our, and the other guy that you never hear from, Gary Peters. And both of them are crazy left. They're not centrist. They're not left center. They're crazy left. And I got to pause and say, are we doing the election, how we come up with these senators? Is that the way we want to have it happen? And I ask it that way because I sure don't like the results, which causes me to put my consultant hat on and say, if I don't like the results, maybe I better review the process and how I'm getting those results. Miles, Ludwig, either one of you want to jump in on this?
Well, so as you pointed out, it used to be the state houses elected the senators before it was changed in the early 20th century.
Right.
When you and I were talking about this earlier, I think that process lent itself to the establishment covering the establishment. So I don't know if that's better or worse, because I think that then it becomes almost an incessant kind of process.
I get that, but are we now looking from a populist point of view? Are we looking at the House of Representatives? And let me say oppositely, are we looking at the Senate to be like the House of Representatives? Because they weren't designed to be that way. Our founders didn't look at the Senate and say they're going to be representative of the people, per se. And had they have thought that was the mechanism that they made, the whole point of our checks and balances system with the three powers of government was to have three distinctly different branches of government. But if we're doing a populist thing on both sides, so now instead of having reasonable-minded senators coming up with a reasonable conclusion, you got nitwits screwing that 500,000 records isn't enough. But here's the caveat to that. I'm going to vote no. I demand you give more records. Well, vote no then. Why am I going to give you more records?
What makes you think any of that would change?
I don't know, but for 125 years, we didn't have this food fight that we've got now.
I totally push back on that. Yeah. We've always had food fights.
Okay, you think that the Senate decorum was as professional then as it is now? I say tongue in cheek.
I don't know.
The only thing I know is that the result we're getting isn't working for at least me. That causes me to say, is there a different recipe to get a different result? If every time I cook something and it's terrible, I got to throw it away, I'm going to throw that recipe out with the last batch.
Well, what was so good before they changed it?
I don't know.
Right.
Tell me.
Because they must have thought there was a problem, and that's why they changed it.
I do think
the Senate,
yep,
is a representative of the people of the state. It was created partially to give every state equal voice.
Okay, so you
because
like...
Because you have two per state.
You like being, what I think of being very frank here, as a non-voice in a multi-million-dollar food fight. That's how I see a Senate election.
Yeah, but what's the difference in that? You're a non-voice that the governor appoints you.
Say what now?
Non-voice of the governor appoints you, because I can't just go to Governor Snyder and say, I want to be senator. I'd have to be a multimillionaire who's donated a lot of money to his campaign or party,
right,
to be even considered for appointment. So where's the difference?
So it's all about the dough.
It is.
Right. But listen, if the House of Representatives in the state of Michigan still elected our U.S. Senate, by the way, I'm not advocating. I'm only saying that what we're getting isn't working. We need to start looking at other mechanics. That's my only premises here. I'm not presenting an idea. We've already got two before us, the one we had and the one that is. What is, isn't working. And in my view, it isn't working. Anyone that spent the week watching that train wreck circus you got to walk away and say there was only five or six professional people with Senate decorum that our founders talked about in that room. That's scary to me.
But I think this goes to what Ben Sass was saying is the Congress isn't doing its job. The legislative branch isn't doing its job. It's afraid to legislate because they're working. They're there to get, keep a job. They're not there to legislate anymore.
Right.
They went there and said, I need to do what gets me reelected.
Right.
And that's like Cory Booker being the loudest voice in that hearing yesterday when it started.
Right.
So people knew it was their guy fighting for them.
Right. Rah, rah, rah.
Not that he was trying to get anything
but
done.
But that's populist politics.
That's trying to keep your job.
That's populist politics.
Yeah. Trying to keep your job, not actually get yep. something done.
Listen, I get into the weeds nowadays because that word has been adopted by the Trump publicans, and I get that I'm in the weeds when I go here. But populist politics, to me, not in the case of Donald Trump, because he's clearly a leader. Whether you like where he's leading or not, we can debate that till the cows come home. Clearly, he's a leader. But in general, the term populist politics is mob rule. That's how I define it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, and I don't think that the Senate, House of Representatives in the U.S. or the state, yes, that's the embodiment of our government closest to the people. The government that governs best governs closest to the people. I think the Senate was set aside to be a different body, and we're not seeing it as a different body now. We're just seeing it as the other side of the same food fight, nonsense, partisan, rancorous, showmanship, who can be the biggest buffoon. It's not professional. There's zero decorum.
But did the people change into that, or the senators?
I believe our process caused it to be that way, and it goes to exactly what you just said. That they're all worried about their next election, and that's all they see. So they're absolutely blinded by partisan elections and nothing to do with leading the Senate. That's exactly what I think the problem is.
You are kind of coming off on the guy who's sitting on the fence, pointing in both directions, saying that's wrong and that's wrong.
Right. I agree with that. I wrestle with that, by the way. I admit that I'm conflicted between the two concepts. I admit that. You're categorically correct. The only thing I know is what I've watched this week isn't a functioning Senate.
Right.
We've had 30 years. Until you can come out
with an alternative, it's very easy to sit around and say, well, everything's wrong.
Right. Well, listen, we all stand in awe about what the founders left us, except for the complete election process of one of the three major branches of government. They were right. They were profound. Look at this declaration. Look at this Constitution. Wow, these guys were brilliant, but they were wrong about one-third of our government. I'm not ready to say that
yet. It's not the whole third that they're wrong on.
No, I was going to say, you're only talking about half of the legislative branch.
Right. Yep. Okay, well, that's a big half. It's a huge half.
I believe the Senate was set up, like I said, to represent each state equally. That's why it's two per state.
Yep.
So that a state like Rhode Island has the same opportunity to be represented as the state of California?
Agreed. I agree with the numeric assignment, by the way.
How they get there, don't think makes a difference on what we see there.
Okay, just you don't think so? You don't think so?
If Stabenow wanted there, I don't know who the governor at the time when she got there was, but she would have went to them, paid those people to put her in, and she'd end up there.
Okay. So you think it's the same train wreck either way?
Yeah, it's just who does she send the money towards?
Does that place that back at the fault of the people?
Yeah, because we still elect the people to get into the state house, which was kind of my point originally on it, was we still elect those people, now they'd be electing this person for us.
But I can sit down with my state representative.
You can. Most people can't.
And most people can. You go to their district hours across the fruited plain in every state, call it assembly person or state representative. Most people, I'm not aware of a district that doesn't have district hours. And you go to them, and it's the same three or four people sitting there, the same three or four concerned citizens, and most of the state representatives are going, I don't know why I do this. Nobody ever shows up.
I think a lot of it's because nobody knows where or when.
Well, it's on their website. It goes out in newsletters. It's everywhere.
Because I have my own brothers asking, hey, how do I know my state rep?
What
do you mean, how do you know?
Come on.
So I have to explain to them.
Well, you got to explain to them how to. That's, to me, that's silly. That's stupid.
It's not taught.
That's screwballish.
It should be taught.
Even Google tells you where it's at.
You know, I mean, it should be taught in school.
So Snyder apparently got elected January 1st, 2011. So
yep.
Stabenow was appointed in 2012. So are we saying Snyder would have appointed Stabenow?
No, he wouldn't have. No, absolutely. Well, he might have. There's a whole other topic. He may have. Listen, we're out of time, folks. Thank you very, very, very much. And we'll see you as soon as we can.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only, ask for details.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is likely on track to hit South Carolina, North Carolina, and even parts of Southern Virginia later this week. Virginia Emergency Management spokesman Jeff Caldwell says now is the time to prepare for the storm.
So you can look around your property and clear your gutters, clear storm drains that may be near your property, moving lawn furniture inside or securing it, and looking around their yard to see if there's anything loose, any limbs that might fall, any dead trees.
Congressman Ron DeSantis informed Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today that he will resign his seat to focus on his bid to be Florida governor. The race is too close to call, and DeSantis told Speaker Ryan that it would be unfair for him to draw a salary from Congress when he's not there working in the House. A Dallas grand jury is looking into whether more serious charges than manslaughter should be filed against the Dallas police officer who shot her neighbor when she entered the wrong apartment on accident over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
New allegations have expedited the departure of Les Moonves from CBS. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
CBS announcing late Sunday that Les Moonves would be leaving the company effective immediately and that Chief Operating Officer Joseph Iannello would be taking over while the company searches for a permanent replacement. A person close to the discussion says Moonves will no longer be receiving any of his exit compensation. It all comes after The New Yorker published a piece by Ronan Farrow, a follow-up to his original story, in which six women accused Moonves of sexual harassment and intimidation stretching back several decades. The new report over the weekend and contains new sexual assault and harassment allegations against Moonves from six additional women. Moonves denies all of it. For USA Radio News,